The status of the tart little fruit has never been sweeter, according to Tom Lochner, executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association.
Back in 1999 and 2000, prices were as low as 8 to 12 cents a pound. We had severe oversupply within the industry, moving back up to the point where the growers can break even on their operations and start to make a little bit of money. We're looking at price anywhere from 30 to 40 cents a pound.
Marketing and increased outreach to domestic and foreign markets have also improved the fortunes for cranberry growers. Lochner says despite some hail damage done to several crops last week, the weather has helped move the season a few weeks ahead of schedule. Even the strange decrease in bee populations that have affected other crops nationwide seems to have missed Wisconsin's cranberry marshes.
We had encouraged growers to line up their contracts with their beekeepers early in the year to make sure that they would have services, and a lot of growers did that. There are honeybees out there. A number of growers are also using bumblebees as a commercial pollinator as well. They're paying a little bit more for pollination services this year because the populations are down, but overall growers have been able to find the number of hives that they need to pollinate their crop.
Lochner says Ocean Spray's newest expansion in Wisconsin Rapids is a good thing for local growers, as they expect the state to become more of a hub for the company's operations. Currently, Wisconsin provides nearly 60% of Ocean Spray's fruit. He says this all provides a positive ripple effect for the local economy. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.